Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we finished verses 1 and 2. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2b and 3 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we continue in our study of the book of 2 Timothy as we go verse by verse. And today we pick up right where we left off last time in chapter 3 and verse 2. We'll just start right in the second half of that verse. Now, again, let me encourage you who listen to us to be looking ahead to Christmas time. We will be having, during the season, we'll announce later as to when that will be, but we'll have our annual question answer time in which we take the questions that we've received over the year and the Bible answers that I gave those people or sent out. And so you may find those interesting and you may hear some questions that were questions in your own mind as well. So I hope that you will listen to that. And then also if you have a Bible question, send it to us. We do not read your name over the air, but we do read your question, and then we read our answer to your question. We do that once a year, so I hope that you'll listen in as well. And then also, we know that we're getting close to the Christmas season when people are going back and forth and doing the Christmas shopping. The malls pick up. Everything else picks up. Well, we'd like you to pick up a testimony for our radio broadcast, the Lamp and Light broadcast. As you go into the malls and the other places that you go, tell people about our broadcast. Let them know what time it comes on your radio station. Or if you're listening to us by internet, let them know in your area what time we're on the internet. Again, we also ask that if you would donate to the Lamp and Light radio ministry, we always say first, your tithe belongs to your church, so we do not want your tithe. Anything above a tithe is an offering. Anything above a tenth is an offering. But we ask that you pray even about that. If you're on a radio station, you're listening to this program on a radio station, that they are a faith-based station, and that I mean they do not have any advertisement. They depend solely on the gift of their listeners. And they're a Bible station. In other words, you can depend on their Christian programming. It's not liberals. It's not new evangelicals. It's fundamental all the way. Then they need your help. And so I would encourage you to give to those stations as well. And then if the Lord should lay us on your heart, then a nice gift at Christmas time will help with the various things that we have here and buying equipment and all that. None of our people that do this work for a salary. They all do this volunteering for the Lord. And so know that when you give a gift to the Lamp and Light broadcast, it goes 100% into the radio ministry. You can give through our website. There's a place that you can give through the website, or you can just mail it to us. And I'm one of those people that usually don't pay online for anything. I'm one that likes to mail in. And so if you're like I am, our address is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. That's O-C-A-L-A, Florida. And our zip code is 34471. Again, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we'll be in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and picking up again in verse 2. I hope you have a good King James Bible, and I hope that you have pencil and paper so you can write things down and take good notes on these things. You might even be able to write down some things that the Lord gives you in your heart and mind as we're teaching this. Now, as we've been looking at these first two verses of the chapter, we've shown you that God wants us to see conditions before the rapture, not only in the world, but in the local church. Local churches, for the most part, will be permeated with these things in the last days. The Bible tells us so. It is coming about today, which is another proof that we will not usher in the kingdom. You know, I received letters saying, you just don't have the big kingdom picture. And they are right, because from studying the Bible, I find out that the kingdom is in heaven and Christ is going to bring it when he comes. I'm not building the kingdom. Christ did give me a responsibility to build, and that was to build the local church. And so we're going to build the local church. We're going to do it God's way and let him bring the kingdom when he decides. So we're not going to get better and better and better, and then all of a sudden the kingdom's going to come because we made earth so much better. That's just the opposite of what the Bible teaches. Now, the world brags of its accomplishments, and the church has jumped on the bandwagon. We speak of how we've elevated women. But then we see promiscuity, and sex outside of marriage abounds even in local churches. A young lady back a couple of years ago, when our country was in the process of selecting a new president and that various political parties were having their conventions. One at the Democratic National Convention was a lady who was pushing for a bill that asked them to pay for contraception for single women in school and other places. Well, two or three decades ago, we would have considered locking her up. And she would not be a hero. And by the way, she's not a hero. Unfortunately, people like us, we get upset with her. What we should do is be praying for the salvation of her lost soul, because that poor girl needs to be saved. And only a depraved attitude and one who does not understand holiness would have such a position. And so we need to understand that when these people make those kind of decisions and say those kind of things, we are fundamental Bible believers, so we don't go out and kill people who disagree with us. Instead, we seek that their souls might get saved and they come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord, God, and Savior. But what has caused all of this? Why is it that we have elevated a woman's debauchery and decadence and devalued her in the day in which we live, even in the local churches? I believe that we have delved into progressive education, progressive government, and progressive religion, having sacrificed our children on an altar of little discipline and even less standards of morality and respect for authority, and for pragmatic cooperation with Hollywood and New Age thinking. Lost is the family who teaches their children the Bible in their homes. They don't have a family altar where they read the Bible and sit around and pray and they talk of the things of God. Oh, if our kids get any religious training, we're going to depend on the local church to do it. My friend, the local church is a supplement, but it does not take the place of the responsibility that God has given to parents in the home. And people say they're depending on the local church, and yet they miss two or three services each week at church. I say two or three services. Most churches for years had Sunday school, one, Sunday morning worship, two, Sunday evening, and Wednesday night. As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, we even had a thing that was like a Sunday school. They called it training union. And so we actually had five services a week. Well, training union got dropped. Nobody even thinks of that anymore. And now churches are starting to drop Sunday school. Then they drop Sunday night. And you know what? If you get in the Word of God, you get in the Bible, and you meditate on it, and you obey it, and you allow God to fill you with it, there's not enough days and nights in the week to have church. You need the preaching, you need the teaching, and you just want to learn so much more. There's so much about God to know. And it'd be much better than anything you see. Now people, even the one service they do go to church, are taking their cell phones, their iPads and whatever. And they're keeping up with the ball games or doing their emails and whatever else. Whether they realize it or not, they will give an account for that. Now, I see nothing wrong with having an iPad that has a Bible on, a cell phone that has a Bible on. I have the Bible on my cell phone. My wife has an iPad. When I go to church, I carry a Bible. My cell phone has a King James Bible on it. However, it only contains the Word of God, but my Bible is the Word of God. And so that's what I use. And I hope that you'd see that. I remember when I was in high school, evangelists, youth directors, and so forth would challenge us to carry our Bibles on our books to school. You know, that took a stand. Now today, what are you saying? Carry your iPad to school? Well, they already do anyway. But you try to hide the fact that you're a Christian. And my friend, I don't think that we should teach our children to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I don't think we ought to show that we're ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We ought to show that more things are important than technology. We ought to show that Jesus Christ is the most important thing to me. Now, again, I'm not against technology. You're listening to me because of technology. I am so thankful for the internet. I'm so thankful for the ability to broadcast. I am thankful for it. But my friend, even the best technology does not take the place of the power and the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And so we think we're going to win people with technology. No, it's still the gospel speaking in the power of Christ. Well, even many of the churches, as we've mentioned, have abandoned sound doctrine for feel-good, do-good, psychological, and philosophical religion that will not offend the dens of iniquity. I don't know about you, but I, again, having lived long enough now, I can remember when I would go to church, people would say, I don't feel like I've been to church. The preacher didn't step on my toes. Now they say, I don't feel like I've been to church if I don't go out feeling good about myself. Well, that just tells you that the psychologists, the so-called religious, I can't call them Christian psychologists because that philosophy is not Christian. But self-esteem is something that's born in hell, not in Christ. And so in Christ, we find that if we humble ourselves before the Lord, he'll exalt you in due season, but let him exalt. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks.
This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.